there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles Talking Football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
Presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with the code BOBBYSPORTS, because life's more fun when you're in on... Don't blow the whistle yet,
I'm not blowing it.
It's so freaking loud in this house.
I'm just getting it ready.
Okay, life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details. We're at my house, and we're going to record an episode of 25 Whistles, and Eddie... gave us a practice whistle before we came on, which there was no reason to do that.
Well, it's like a sound check. You got to make sure the levels are right.
Blew our ears out. All right, go ahead.
You ready? Here we go, boys.
Okay, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, I took it off a little bit because of the sound check.
All right, a couple things before we get to the tittle-tattle. First of all, why you made me bet $1,000 on Dak being the MVP,
that
happens.
He's still in that running. Like, he's still there, man. Like, who took his spot?
He's in that running. Well, Purdy now had an excellent game.
Well, he was already on the top of that
but
list.
He wasn't top. Dak was.
Dak was number one
Dak
when you made that
one.
Net?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So it was Dak, then Purdy. Mm. Then Purdy throws four touchdowns, and the 49ers wipe, and the Cowboys get wiped.
Yeah, they did. That was weird. But I mean, I called it. I kind of knew that was happening.
No, but you called. You said for sure bet on Dak to be the MVP.
And I'm still behind that one, dude. I think you're going to win that bet. I still do think. Dude, what happens in the NFL all the time? Somebody looks good. You got to pay your taxes. You have a great season, and there's that game. There are a couple games there where you look like trash. It's okay. You paid your taxes. Now let's win the whole thing.
You're not making any sense.
What are you talking
about? You're just saying cliche things like pay your taxes, and that makes no sense.
Wait, I thought about that all day. Have people said that?
You had that ready to go?
Yeah, I was like, dude, I've never heard anyone call it that.
No, I don't understand what you're saying.
You mean, dude, like you make a lot of money, you got to pay taxes, but you still made a lot of money. We're going to win the Super Bowl. That was just the tax that we have to pay.
What's the tax?
Losing.
I wasn't talking about the game. I'm talking about my bet. You told me to bet.
And what? Well, who looked bad in that loss? Dak did.
You.
No, I'm telling you, you're still going to win that bet, dude. Okay. You're good. You're good on that bet. Don't worry about
it. You're talking yourself into this more
than
anything else.
Whatever you guys saw, Cowboys versus the Bills, don't worry about that. That had to happen. It had to happen to shake things up. We're all right.
What was shaking?
Oh my gosh, the Bills all of a sudden, all they have to do is win the rest of their games. Yeah, good luck with that. They want drama, guys. And the Cowboys were like, guys, let them, you know what, it's Christmas time. Let them have this win. Let them have the win.
So you think they did the arm motion you're doing where you're just like waving at something going, let them have it.
Let them have the win.
I only watched probably a fifth of the game. I was at Silver Dollar City. You ever been?
No. What is that?
It's like Disneyland if, like, my grandparents invented it.
Oh. Okay. So it's like country Disneyland.
Very much so. So we were there, so the signal wasn't great. So I was watching some of it because I had...
Were you, like, riding rides and stuff?
Yeah, but I rode Fire in the Hole, and I got so motion
what
sick.
What is Fire in the Hole? You act like we know what that is.
And
I love it.
So Silver Dollar City, I think the slogan's like, you have a great past ahead of you because you go in, it's like going back in the 1800s.
Oh, that's cool.
So you go back, and Fire in the Hole is one of the big first rides. I think they're retiring at the end of this year. And you know at Disney, the It's a Small World After
yes.
All, It's a Small. And that ride sucks, but it's just been there forever, and
yes.
you just ride it because it's legendary.
And it's a little racist now.
Well, okay, here's the thing about Fire in the Hole. Is that
is it?
Yeah.
You get in Fire in the Hole, and there are these little drops and stuff. But it's like 1800s, like people are being hung. Like, and it's like,
can't do that.
It's like looking for moonshiners, like signs up. It's like we're having a necktie party if you find them, which
oh,
means
no.
they're hanging.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So,
yeah, they got to take that stuff down, man.
And there wasn't anything race related, but there were just a lot of things, a lot of people being hung.
And stuff people said back then, which you
and just. People yell at. Johnny, are you naked? You'd hear like people yelling.
Like from the speakers? Like,
yeah.
Like sound effects?
Yes. Reed, you ever been to Silver
yeah.
Dollar City?
Yeah, I went last year around Christmas time.
I thought
with
you were
going
to say when you were seven. I didn't. Okay.
No, I went last year, yeah.
Did you ride Fire in the Hole?
I sure did.
Did any of it look weird to you?
He's like, no, man, that was normal.
Yeah, it smells like dynamite inside that place. Mm-hmm.
Like gunpowder?
Yeah, gunpowder, a lot of gunpowder, but. To be honest, I don't really remember a whole lot because I took some fireball shots as I was going in firing the hole.
Is that a thing?
No, I just made it up.
Attaboy.
That sounds legit, though.
It was fun.
The food, let me tell you what I ate because we went, and my last couple days have been nothing but fair food, but I took a picture of it because I wanted to keep it for posterity. I had something called the Christmas Toastie.
Oh.
And it looks like a Subway sandwich, a 6-incher, turkey, dressing, Swiss cheese. Brussels sprouts.
Sounds great.
Cranberry slaw.
Oh, my.
Hoagie bun.
Jeez.
Turkey gravy.
Yeah, that's Whee! Thanksgiving on a bun, dude. And
Christmas on a bun.
Yeah,
Christmas
it was Christmas.
Toasty.
Okay.
And basically, it was the healthiest thing they had, so that's what I had. Like, that was the healthiest thing.
Because it was
thing.
Like a sub. I get that.
Yeah, so, but yes, we went to Silver Dollar City, and I there wasn't a great sale.
Yeah.
So I only watched parts of the game.
It's
but
okay.
Anytime I did see the Cowboys, they were getting run.
Yeah, man. I mean, all of a sudden, we can't stop the run. So weird. I don't know. The James Cook, I don't know, had like a million yards.
And then when you see he had the big game and still, you see they gave the game ball to at the end of the game?
Oh, I turned it. I mean, I didn't. I saw something about this.
Well,
Who was it?
They gave it to the quarterback.
Who? Josh Allen?
Yeah. But he didn't. I mean, he did fine.
Dude, he threw the ball 15 times,
I think? I'm telling you. Yes. Like,
that's
just
crazy.
Because he was a quarterback
that's
and they
crazy.
Won.
That's ridiculous. This game ball thing is becoming an issue.
It's weird.
Yeah. Did you see the Giannis one, the recent one?
The second one, the rebounds in a game.
Yes.
They grabbed it
again. Wait, it happened again?
Or, like the most career rebounds, I think, are he passed
yes,
Kareem?
No, it was franchise. Maybe it was Kareem, though. Did Kareem?
Yeah,
he was
the Bucks.
When he's on the Bucks.
Got it.
It was.
Yeah, it was franchise.
Early.
Yes, franchise record for rebounds. They grabbed, they grabbed it immediately.
Yeah, that guy ran on the court, grabbed it from the ref. Give me that.
I didn't realize so many people, and luckily we had recorded our episode of last week's Whistles right after the basketball thing had happened. And so I was on record saying the whole Solomon cut the ball in half mm-hmm. before. Because then everybody had that thought on Friday. And they didn't take it from me. That was just pretty
common. They listen to whistles?
I don't think that's what it is.
Just
I think
wait.
They do.
Just wait. Next week people are going to start saying pay the taxes. Watch it. Listen. Keep
I
ear
still
out
don't know what that means, though.
You know, you're going to make the money, but you got to pay.
No, I understand what making the money and pay the taxes.
Right.
But what, in reference to the Cowboys.
Just here, a couple of losses. We're going to win the whole dang thing. So
oh, so
here.
A loss is a tax.
Absolutely. Just give it to them. Give it to them. Give them the tax. You got to pay it anyway.
And do you think this was by the league to help the Bills get into the playoffs?
Whoa. I'm not saying all that. But, I mean, come on. Like, come on. You go into this week and seeing the Cowboys, knowing how good they've been playing, seeing them as a two-point underdog against the Bills, and all of a sudden the Cowboys can't stop a run? Like, can't at all. It's just it is what it is. But whatever.
Oh, another one. It is what it is.
It is what it is. And
there we go.
And you know what? I'm not worried about it.
Did you make that one up?
No, I've heard that one before.
How sad were you during and at the end of the game?
I started getting sad about after the first quarter, and then at the end of the first half, I was done. And then we had to move on. I was like, let's go, boys. Let's go basketball practice. Let's get out of here. We left the house, even though I still streamed it on my phone. We left the house.
Did you bury the ball and just move on with your life? Or are you still hurting?
No, we moved on.
Because you're in a Cowboys jacket and...
That's right. A beanie.
Shirt.
That's because it's cold outside. But yeah, dude, I mean, we're still in. We're still in. And your bet is strong right now.
I got a bet on the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl.
That's right.
$1,000 bet on Dak to win the MVP because you told me to.
You think Brock Purdy's going to win the MVP?
Right now, yes.
Kevin?
Yeah, no shot. for Dak to win it.
No shot at all?
No.
No shot?
No.
So one game.
I don't know about no shot. I think if he has three more excellent games.
I don't think he has any shot, Dak. I think it's going to be either Brock Purdy or Lamar Jackson's another one, too.
Lamar Jackson.
That's pretty crazy.
Baltimore looked great.
Yeah, he did. I mean, the team doesn't look great. Baltimore.
They look fast.
As a whole, like, doesn't look great. They don't look like the 49ers.
Well, they don't look as big. They don't play the same kind of ball.
Right, correct. I mean, I just, once I saw, last night I watched the game, I'm like, I don't know, man. I can see the Ravens going to the AFC Championship and possibly winning it, but really, I just see no chance of them winning the Super Bowl.
The difference to me offensively is that Lamar Jackson looks far more dynamic, and they depend on Lamar Jackson a lot more than the 49ers do Brock Purdy, where that dynamic play comes from Debo. It comes from Christian McCaffrey.
Sure.
It comes from those guys spread around, so it looks more consistent, mm-hmm. where it's just the Lamar show in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If they lost Lamar, their season would be over. If the 49ers lost Purdy, because their backup quarterback's
Sam Darnold,
I think they'd probably be okay. I don't think they'd be as good, but I think they'd be 75% of what they are.
And that statement right there tells you why he shouldn't be the MVP.
But that doesn't matter. He still played.
I get it. But that there alone should tell you that Brock Purdy's nothing special.
You're out of your mind if you think that.
You just said that the team would be the same if Sam Darnold was in that position.
But I think Sam Darnold's probably the best backup probably in the NFL, first of all.
Okay, backup. Okay, so Brock Purdy's a good backup.
Second of all, I think that they would be able to take that system and dumb it down a little and allow Sam Darnold to get the ball to those weapons. Brock Purdy's been better than just someone to get the ball to the players this last 6-7 games. He's been more than just a distributor. He's actually made some plays. You've watched him play great and talked about it.
Yeah.
You're just starting to get jealous.
Starting to get a little upset.
We've sat and talked about how great at times he looks and not just someone who's managing a game.
Man, they're a threat to us. They're a threat to the Cowboys.
Your biggest threat.
I don't like what I see.
What about the Eagles? Not that they're the threat because you did beat them the week before.
Mm-hmm.
And we're recording this as the Eagles are playing. So I don't even know if Jalen Hurts ended up playing. He showed up in Michael Jordan gear, flu game gear.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he's sick. So
yeah,
I don't know. But we don't know about this game because it's being played right now as we're talking. Do you feel like the Cowboys are that much better than the Eagles? Aren't they 1-1 on the year?
Yeah, they're 1-1. I don't think they're much better than the Eagles. I think they're pretty even. I would put them as even. It's a coin flip to me.
What do you have over there?
Jalen Hurts is playing.
He is playing?
Yep.
We were debating, too. Because
is he sick? Like, what is he? Yeah. Got the flu for real?
Yeah, illness. Okay. That's why he's wearing the Jordan stuff. He's coming in a flu game.
Did he really mean that, or is that you?
I think so. Okay. No, I think so.
It has to be. Yeah.
That's what I interpreted. He was wearing all the Jordan stuff, so I interpreted that as a flu game.
Yeah.
So we were talking about fantasy football, and not that we're going to get into, because nobody cares.
Right. Nobody cares about what?
Your dreams or your fantasy football team.
Right.
But we were debating, because if Jalen Hurts didn't play, because Kevin is playing in his playoffs against his friend who has Jalen Hurts as his quarterback. We were like, Kevin, go pick up the backup, because if Jalen Hurts doesn't play, then he has no quarterback, and he loses.
It's great. That's what you do.
And all of a sudden, Kevin's like, I don't know. That doesn't feel good.
No, he
good.
Said, guys, that's not nice.
There's no integrity.
What are you talking about?
He has the same option to do that as you.
I said that's dirty. That's dirty.
But he has the same option. It's within the rules. If it's within the rules, is it dirty?
There's like an unwritten rule. That's an unwritten rule.
Okay, so it's not within the rules.
But that's an unwritten rule. Like, if I were to do that, then I would just feel gross about it. I wouldn't feel good about it.
Would you feel gross at losing or winning by?
I'd rather lose.
Oh, he's like that.
That's crazy.
He's like that commercial from the 90s where the two guys are playing basketball. They're going at each other on the basketball court. It's like the championship game. Yeah. And they're boom, and the ball goes out of bounds. And it's time out. And they go over and he goes, Coach. What? He goes, no, it was out on me. What? And the other player goes, hey, Mike, shut up, man. No, it was out on me. And so then he goes back over to the ref and goes, ref, that was out on me.
Okay.
And they change ball.
That's so
No,
dumb.
I would never do that.
No,
I would never
do that. I would never do that.
Because I don't know that guy. Maybe it's because he's my friend.
That's
if I'm playing against somebody that I don't know Eddie, then maybe I'll do it.
I would want to do it especially because it's my friend. It would feel better doing it.
One time I was playing someone, and they knew I needed a defense, and they picked up every single defense.
I've done that. I've met him.
And then dropped them so they were locked.
Oh, man, that's not something I would do.
I was like, that's messed up. Again, it was in the rule. It's clean. It's a clean move. So
I've done the backup quarterback thing before on a Monday night. That's happened.
Ugh,
but not playoffs, but I would have. It'd have been more fun during the playoffs to do it.
Yeah,
then.
You got
to
do that.
I couldn't do it, guys. Couldn't do it.
So I had two teams in the playoffs.
How many leagues are you in?
Two. Okay. And just Christian McCaffrey went off in like the second half and totally blew my other game. I was up the whole time. Mm. And then McCaffrey scored like 30 points the second half. Lost that one.
Dude, he is so good.
He'd be the starting running back on the white team versus the black team, right?
That debate right now is.
You haven't seen Rashard Mendenhall's?
No, no. Dude, what's the debate? What's the debate?
And what's funny is everybody's taking it and run with it.
I know.
Rashard Mendenhall got on Twitter and was like, I'm tired of these average, basically these average white guys who were never good at football telling me what's good, who's good and who's not at football. He's like, they're a bunch of average white guys. We need to have a black team versus a white team, basically, or whatever.
Oh, man.
So then everybody jumped in and started going, well, like white guys would be like, we feel pretty good except for the corners. You know, yeah. We're pretty slow. And so then.
Yeah, not one.
And then everybody, you know, now it's become such a funny thing. Like Will Compton had a whole.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, so. Pretty funny. But then Mendenhall was like pissed too. Like he was coming back. It's really funny. But that would be the starting white running back, right?
Oh, absolutely. And he'd be the best running back.
He's so good.
Mike Alsat probably. It's all time or is it current?
No, he said current.
Current.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he said Pro Bowl this year.
Got it.
Would be, well, I mean, so you got him beating quite a few.
So if I were drafting the black, I'm black. If I were drafting black, yeah. I'd draft Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
So, okay. So, hold on,
you're drafting black, Kevin drafts white.
Well, he said we.
He said yeah, we. Man, what do you mean
we? What do you mean we people?
That'd be a terrible.
Where does Patrick Mahomes go?
I saw that.
Oh, interesting.
I think if you can't define him.
Can't be defined.
Easy.
If you don't know, they don't get to play, because for our game.
Okay.
What do you mean you don't know?
He's mixed, but I don't know. Like, for example, Travis Kelce, is he white?
He's white.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, all white.
Didn't know.
Really?
Fergie.
I don't know that. I don't
white.
Know.
White, but I never. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's my point.
Okay.
It's like if there's a Scrabble without the book. If the rules.
Steph Curry is he. Mixed?
He's mixed. I think his dad's black, his mom's white.
Yeah.
So I guess then you can just have whoever you want. There should be no rules.
Yeah. I go Joe Burrow then.
Okay. Wait.
This is fun.
I'm going to go. You're going to do running. You got running backs?
Yeah. So you're I got McCaffrey and Burrow. A healthy Burrow, of course.
You can't. No, it's
current. Oh, current? Okay.
You've already picked Burrow, so
No.
You don't have a quarterback.
No, Josh Allen.
Okay. If I were going to pick a running back.
Mustard?
No. And I mean, A-Chain's is healthy again-ish. But who would I even take? Because running backs don't matter as much anymore is the problem.
Derrick Henry, no.
God, he's like 80.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Kamara's still running harder.
Yeah, I take Alvin Kamara.
Really?
Yeah, he played really good yesterday. I mean, the Saints throw to him every play. It's a screen. Every play.
Can't believe we're playing this game. Kevin, you're up.
All right. What do we got? Tight ends? Travis Kelce.
Got it.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go to Cleveland and take
Njoku.
Take Njoku.
Okay.
Dude, he's awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's had a couple. Joe Flacco loves him.
And he is a beast.
Yeah.
And you can also tell him, because I'm on one of our fantasy teams, you can tell him by his dreads which player he is.
Oh, yeah.
Even without his number.
Right away.
Yeah.
All right.
One receiver.
Cooper Kupp.
Yes, there you go.
He gets hurt too much.
I got Slim Pickens over here.
I got Slim Pickens.
I'm taking Tyreek.
Yeah.
Dang.
Of course. One more receiver. Keep going.
Can I name one?
Yeah, you got another one.
Take the other one from the Rams.
Yeah, I know.
Or he's Hispanic.
Nakua?
Yeah.
No, he's like Hawaiian.
Hawaiian.
Hispanic.
I'll take it.
The Hispanic.
That's me. That's my pick. Nakua.
Nakua. I'm trying to think of who else.
Adam Thielen.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Like,
where are my pickings here?
No, who's the Titans guy? He's good. Humphreys, is he still the Titans? Maybe not.
I think I got released.
Okay, maybe not. I don't know, man. I'm thinking.
I know.
You can take another tight end.
It's true. Dawson Knox.
Okay, Laporta.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to take, Jamar Chase over Justin Jefferson. But
yeah, you got me at the skill. Okay, I get it. I get it.
All right.
All right. Whoa, one more. The kicker, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. All day, Justin Tucker.
Bones.
Interesting.
Oh, God. No kicker for Bones.
I'm going to Kansas City and taking a whenever the safety had to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, Bucker?
Somebody had to fill in.
Oh, when they had to come in? Wasn't it the Texans?
No.
I think it is the Texans.
No, this year. I'm talking about last year.
Oh.
Let me find it here. Adams? Hold on.
You got to pick a safety.
Chiefs.
I know that I think the Steelers, they're punter, right?
Chiefs defensive.
I don't know.
I think so.
Player.
So stupid.
kicked. Okay, here we go. It's Justin Reed.
Oh, yeah.
And he's also going to play backup. Safety. All right. Anyway.
My team wins.
So that happened, and it blew up, hilarious. And it was mostly the white dudes going, yeah, we don't have a cornerback, so we're going to run a lot of zone. We're going to run a lot of cushion.
But Will Compton's video is funny.
We're going to run a lot of soft cushion. Okay. Cowboys are still in it.
Yeah, they're still in it.
I'm going to lose my DAC bet. Patriots, they won.
No, they lost. They lost. But they made it a game.
That's what it was.
It was cool for like 2 quarters.
When I saw it for a minute, at Fire in the Hole, they were playing pretty good.
You probably watched the first half.
Was that before or after the fireball shots?
I had none of that. I did see Bailey Zappi talk about how he didn't bring his whole family because he couldn't afford the tickets.
Really?
He's like, he's still on a rookie contract.
Oh.
They were like, you bring in? And he's like, I can't.
I mean, there's probably plenty of tickets available for that game. Nobody want to watch Patrick Mahomes win.
Yeah. How'd you feel about that game? I thought they played a little too good early.
Early on, yeah, they were. And then Bailey Zappi had a horrible, horrible Mac Jones type of pick and on their own 10-yard line. That did change the whole game in the third quarter.
Where are they in the draft now?
Two, still, yeah.
Is there any way they fall out of two?
Up to one or down?
Well, the Panthers are going to have to win.
Yeah,
the Panthers. I thought they might. I felt like they might.
They won.
They came back and won?
They came back and won.
Oh, my God.
Last second field goal.
I missed the end of it. Yeah.
With like an 11-yard kick.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
it was 9-7, I think.
I was deep in the fire in the hole.
It was crazy, dude. that game was nuts. Because I had lost $100 on all the punts.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm like, oh, yeah, let's go. Punt, 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 punt. Dude, it was pick after. And then they would score, field goal, pick, field goal.
They ended up winning that game.
And they came back and won.
That had to be late. They had to win at the very end,
the very end.
Bryce Young led like a 17-play drive.
Because it was like late fourth, and I was like, well, this game's over.
Yeah.
But I wasn't even watching it. I was just watching the scores on ESPN.
Ritter threw a really bad interception, too, in the red zone.
Well, that could be any game.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So, that also means that...
Cardinals lost.
You know, okay, for the draft pick, though, Panthers are still at one, right?
Yes.
Okay. But I'm talking about in that division with Atlanta and...
Oh, Saints.
New Orleans.
New Orleans won.
New Orleans won. Boom. Mm-hmm. Tampa won. Mm-hmm. Baker threw a bunch of touchdowns. Maybe four. Touchdowns.
He threw four, yeah.
Yeah.
He looked good.
Atlanta lost, right?
Yeah, Atlanta lost.
So those three were tied. So now we're in a two-game tie, right, between the Saints and the Bucs. Is that true?
Let's see.
I think it is. I think they're both 7-7, maybe.
Yep. Yeah, both 7-7, right now.
What's the tie break?
Let's see. Let's go to the playoffs here.
Because I'm a big Baker guy.
I know.
Big Baker guy.
This is a Baker podcast.
So the Saints are ahead. No, the Bucs. So the Bucs are the 4 seed right now. The win tiebreaker over New Orleans based on head-to-head win percentage.
So do they play each other to end the season? Or have they already played twice? Because that'd be pretty cool if they played each other.
Ooh, next week. Second to last
week. That'd be 2 weeks from now.
That's
going to settle the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much 80% of the playoff situation there. Who would the four, because they'd win the division, they'd be the 4 seed, but who would they play?
I think I saw the Cowboys.
Hilarious.
Cowboys.
Yeah, because, well, they would have a bye.
The ones both get byes.
Yeah. 7, 3, 6, 4, 5. So, yeah, Cowboys right now?
Yeah.
That 5 seed, licking their chops. They get to play a conference, a division winner
mm-hmm.
that sucks.
Well, the Cowboys on the road, man. I don't know. I don't know.
Dude, if it's the Cowboys.
What's their record on the road? 3-3?
Not even.
3-4?
I think they've only won 2 on the road.
Oh.
Look at the NFC East where the Cowboys are as well. The Cowboys are not going to win their division because of Philly, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But how far out is that game?
They're one game, as of right now, with the Philly playing. They're one game
right
behind.
Now, they're playing right now.
But let's say Philly loses tonight, which they probably won't. They're tied 1-1 on the season.
Mm-hmm.
So who?
I think Philly still has the tiebreaker on that.
Because?
I'm guessing the same as.
Paying taxes or what?
No.
Based on head-to-head win percentage, maybe.
But they've played
on who they played. But they've played the same teams. So maybe about who they've beaten and who they haven't beaten.
Boy, it's almost like in that division, you want to be the 5 more than you really want to be the 2 or the 3.
Yeah, because right now the Philly would play the Rams.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah,
I'd much rather play the terrible division winner mm-hmm.
Oh, now you got Eddie just making excuses already. Here
There's
we go.
There's no excuse. Do that
arm wave again where you're like, no, man, great. You guys can have
That's
it.
That's great.
Paying my taxes so we can play the Bucks.
All this sounds fantastic.
Paying taxes. Okay, let's do a little spot here first, and then we'll get into the tittle tattle. 25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. The parlay recap. We lost again.
Oh, boy. Was this Amy's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Positive.
We've tried every way possible.
Everything.
Panthers +3 versus Falcons. That was actually a win. I can't believe I missed the very end of the game. I thought it was over.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
But they're still the number one pick.
Yeah.
Which is the Bears.
Yes.
Yeah, the Bears has that. Cowboys +2.5 at the Bills. That wasn't even close. Mm-hmm. God dang. They waved their arms and said, taxes.
There are taxes.
Yeah. Broncos taxes, +5 at Lions, which that was not even close.
Nope.
I thought that would be a lot closer.
I didn't watch any of that.
You didn't?
You guys? No. I was at a wedding.
Oh.
So I was a little occupied.
I watched a little bit of it just because I had some interest in it.
What do you mean interest? We're literally doing a DraftKings commercial.
Well, you're right. But there was interest in that game for me.
New users use the code BobbySports when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states. But age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, let's get over to the tittle tattle.
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the tittle tattle with Kickoff.
Following the announcement of quarterback Malachi Nelson hitting the portal, would you start to be worried about the future if you're a USC fan?
I mean, I guess I just figure that the Kansas State kid's going over there. I mean, that's all I know. I mean, I don't worry about the future in the portal because there is no way to predict the future in the portal. Kids are leaving. This is one. It's going to happen again in the spring because there's two real portal periods.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the weird thing is about Malachi Nelson is that he had committed at Oklahoma originally, and then he came with them whenever he went to USC. So there is a little bit of loyalty there until there isn't anymore. But I feel like he must have been told he's not going to start next year if they got the Kansas State kid who went to the
Will program. Howard.
Yeah. So if they've got Will Howard, he doesn't want to sit, and he can make some money, okay. I don't think it's a USC future thing. I mean, I was already worried about USC's future, except I don't give a crap about USC's future. But but they're going to really have to straighten up and do something defensively. Yeah.
They have high expectations. They're going, especially with Lincoln Riley now, every year.
What would be cool, you know, whenever you're betting and you tease a bet. You familiar with the tease, Eddie?
Yes.
Where you can take points from one and give it to another?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
If you could do that in college football or NFL football, but you do with offense and defense, like meaning we're only going to play with 10 guys on offense, but we get 12 on defense.
That's legit.
You get 7 on offense, but you get 30. I mean, that would really change the game up in a fun way.
Well, yeah, because the other team, like, they'd have to make the same changes or they're screwed.
No, they wouldn't have to. It's all strategy, bub.
Oh, man. I like it. Let's pitch it.
It's just chaos.
Offense, defense, teases.
Pure chaos.
Like, because you can keep 11, but let's say the offense goes out and they're going to run 8-man. Okay, well.
Hold on. Is the tease established before the game starts?
You can change it each quarter.
Oof. That'll help it a little bit because you can make adjustments every quarter.
At the quarter, when you flip fields.
But you don't know. Like, you don't know which way they're going until you both decide.
Well, they have to tell you. It's like someone checking into, into the game.
Got it.
Oh, okay. So, and you got to give them time to sub like the refs do?
Well, you won't get to sub in the middle of a series, but yes, sub at the big. So you'll have to say before a kickoff.
So stupid. Because, like, okay, so you go in and you tell me, all right.
Or before the quarter starts, before the whistle of the quarter. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're about to start. We're playing head-to-head.
Okay,
all right,
cool.
What you got?
I'm going to go 9-man offense.
Okay.
So it's up to you to do whatever you want now.
Okay, I'll go 9-man offense.
Cool. That means then we're both going to go 13-man defense. That's right. Fine, but there's no strategy there.
Okay. Okay, so it's still going to be a match.
But the strategy is now we got to go 9-on-9.
Got it.
So if you were coming playing offense, and offense chooses first, where are you going to go?
I'm going to go 23 offense, 1 defense.
Okay.
Wait, that's not right.
24. No.
22 offense.
First of all, I'm throwing a flag. That's like, too many men on the field.
I need a calculator.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to go 22 offense.
And no defense?
And no defense.
But I'm scoring every time, and there's a chance I do stop you with 11 guys. Or with 21 guys. Because then I would just take 21 and put it against your 22 and have one guy just run quarterback sneak for a touchdown.
You just threw this on me, man. I didn't think about that.
Tell me that wouldn't be fun, though. Like, to be able to do teasers for teams that have really – the reason I bring it up, teams that have really terrible defenses but great offenses. Like, Lincoln Riley's like, I can scheme a 10-man offense, but I want that extra player on defense because we suck. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be really cool.
Put it in Madden. We need to put it in Madden.
Nah, I don't mess with Madden.
I don't think you can do it in Madden. That's how ridiculous
Madden's
it is.
Legit. And I do like that these adults in our capitalist society can go, I would like to be paid for the work that I'm doing that is creating revenue for these entities.
He's going to get paid big time.
Yeah, pretty big, I think. I don't know about big time.
I mean, number one recruit.
Who cares? He hasn't done anything.
Oof. But that hope, is there.
Also, all the prices that you're seeing of all these players is so inflated. It's so...
You mean it's not real?
No. Like Matt Rhule, different dude.
Yeah.
Matt Rhule, the Nebraska coach, was like, we need $1.5 million to get a good quarterback. And they just got a good quarterback. The number one recruit just...
Yeah, flipped
from Georgia to Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, we need $1.5 million to get a good quarterback. But what's the truth is, you really don't need $1.5 million. He says that so we can get $1.5 million to have... 900 or 1.1 for the quarterback and have another 400. It's just to get that booster money going. So it isn't as wild as it seems financially, but players are jumping in. And until there are some rules, you should take advantage of it. There's nothing wrong with getting paid if it's legal to get paid to do something. Everybody's like, oh, college, you should do it for the love of the game. It's tradition. At one point, it was absolutely blasphemous that they gave scholarships to players. Because like, oh, you should just love football and be representing your university. They're going to pay for their school because they can run fast. Like, it's a cycle.
And college is all about learning. All right, let's learn about the real world. Like, this is the way the real world works. If you're going to play pro sports, this is how it works.
Or if you're not. But it is pro sports.
I do. I remember when we first started talking about this, I didn't like it because I was from that old school mentality of like, man, these are kids. Like, you know, it's all about the education. It's all about them playing football. But after you think about it, like, no, these guys – as much money as these programs make, they've got to get some of that money.
But also, here's the thing, too. Let's use football, for example. You can't go pro. You can't play NFL football except for 3 years after you get in college.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA, right now, 1, and maybe back to 0.
Yeah.
So you're talking about just because they pick a different ball to play with, they can make millions of dollars earlier because of some arbitrary rules that some dudes in a suit said, all right, these are the rules. Why should that?
That rule was for protection, right?
But physical protection.
Yeah, but it's
like, but baseball players, you can be 18, you can be 17 and go play minor league ball. Mm-hmm. You can be 18 and play in the pros.
But you can't have a 17-year-old go in the NFL. He'll get murdered.
No.
You'll get murdered. You'll
no
get
way.
Hurt.
There's like, no
I
way.
Think that's just
well,
the
Well, first
point
of all, first of all, 18. Let's go 18. Okay. That's when you graduate high school.
Right.
I don't know that every 18-year-old will get murdered, and you could if an 18-year-old in the NBA, really, when even Kobe didn't play a lot of sports.
But you
year.
See the difference with, like, Bryce Young. Like, even he looks
– Yeah, yeah, but well, let's say you want to grab a kid 18, and you want to – it's worth doing 5 years with them, taking that fifth-year option, holding them for 2 years, and letting them develop.
Yeah.
Because you really want them those last 3 years. Like, there's a lot of strategy to mm-hmm. it, but I think it's unfair in a free market to go, if you play baseball, you can make your potential pro money at 18. At football, though, we're going to wait 3 years, but you also cannot make money in college. Ooh, that's bad. It just, nothing's consistent. There's a huge inconsistency in the amount. So let's make it consistent. Let's pay everybody. Let's pay the fans. What I say.
That'd be nice. No. My son said a good one the other day. He's like, you know what they should do? They should refund everyone that paid for a ticket if the team loses. I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. God. I like where your mind's at, but that'll never happen.
I would be getting a rebate right about now.
Yeah, I know.
From the University of Arkansas.
Yeah, he understands, though.
Okay, what else you got, Kevin?
All right, let's go to the NFL. With his team at 9-5, despite playing without Deshaun Watson all year, is Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland your coach of the year? Not all year, but majority of the year without Watson.
They've had 4 starting quarterbacks. If they make the playoffs, I think maybe the only...
That's pretty cool.
Only one or two teams that have ever, that had 4 starting quarterbacks in the same year that ended up going to the playoffs.
Deshaun Watson?
Yep.
P.J. Walker?
Uh-huh. Remember KFC?
KFC? Colonel Sanders? What are you talking about?
D?
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 T? T? Tebow?
R?
Remember when you're like DTF, KFC?
Oh, yeah. I never knew that guy. DTF.
Yeah.
DTF.
No, not DTF.
And then, whatever. And then Flacco.
What was DTR, Eddie?
Yeah, I don't remember. You guys were talking about DTR. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think Houston is – I think him being a rookie coach, D'Amico Ryans, and making C.J. Stroud, making him – I mean, listen, the coaching staff is all a product of the head coach. I mean, I think he could win it. He could be coach of the year pretty easily if they make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
I think Detroit, if they just win these – if they win these last – what? How many games? 3 left?
3.
If they can win 2 or 3, I think Dan Campbell probably gets it because people love Dan Campbell and they
and
love
it's Detroit.
They've loved to see the turnaround of that team that has been just a loser. If they sneak it, if they just like backdoor into the playoffs, I don't think he gets it. But if they're dominant, I think Dan Campbell probably gets it.
And that'd be cool.
Yeah, I think all those are cool.
I just want to see a speech more than anything.
Campbell? Dan Campbell speech.
Yeah, if like if he wins it, he'll cry.
He'll cry. Some weird analogy where everyone's like, "That's weird," but okay, I'll take it.
All right, next question.
Last one. With Staley not out in L.A., will the Chargers' job be the hottest commodity for potential openings next year?
The problem with the Chargers' job is that they have no real fan base. Think about that. There aren't diehard Charger fans. Anybody that comes there that's any good to L.A., that team is who covers the stadium. Steeler fans, Packer fans.
Oh yeah.
Like they don't.
I mean, the Rams don't have a lot of fans.
But at least the Rams have been,
and honestly, I look at
and
that
the
as
won
the
a
Rams'
Super Bowl
home.
Too,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, yeah, they're much more loyal fans. Yeah,
I think that job because the weather's good, but I don't think that.
But funny. Like Herbert, I know you're not a big Herbert guy, but
I think you don't take the job unless any job unless you have a quarterback, and that would be the reason to take that job.
Yeah,
but I don't. I mean, Eckler's not.
No, he's done.
He's a shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good job. It would suck to have no culture, no history. Because the history is not even in L.A., right? The history is San Diego. Mm-hmm. With Breeze, with LaDainian Tomlinson.
Dan Fouts.
Dan Fouts, yeah. Kellen Winslow.
We weren't even alive for Dan Fouts.
I still
did. Didn't Kellen Winslow go to jail for like raping somebody?
Oh, Junior, his son did, yes.
Man. Kellen Winslow Jr.?
Yeah, the one that played at the U, and then he played for, I think, the Browns for a
little
while.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, but his dad is a Hall of Fame tight end.
Got it. I thought that's what we're talking about. I'm thinking about Junior, because Junior was good.
Yeah, it was like a 7-year-old lady, too, or something like that. What? Weird.
Yeah.
I'll have to Google that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, no. It's bad news. Yeah. Don't Google it. Oh, God. Yeah, don't Google that. I'd fact check that before you post this, because if it's true, you can leave it up. But if it's not, cut that out of there. All right. Hold on. Let's see. The jobs that are open. What job would I want to take the least? The Panthers.
Oh, that's tough.
They'd fire you in a second.
Yeah. I would hate coaching for that owner.
That's good.
He's been just absurdly erratic. I think the Commander's job is a pretty good job, though, now, because Dan Snyder's not the owner anymore. They have a quarterback.
And you're kind of jumping in the middle of, like, changes. A lot of changes for that franchise. So that's kind of cool. Be part of something like as it starts.
And there's no Dan Snyder.
Yeah.
I also think the Patriots would be a good job to have. Because I think Belichick's gone. Don't you?
Yeah, I do. They can't fire him, though.
So he quits?
I don't know. No, it's the mutually part ways.
But that's ordeal. Firing.
Okay, that's firing.
Well, all the reports now are saying
what,
after
so
week 10.
So he can't get unemployment? You don't want him to get unemployment?
When they lost to Indy, that Kraft told him on the flight back that, you know, you're not coming back next year.
That's word on the street.
That's what people are saying.
I don't know. About
I think
all
Kraft
that.
Is, yeah. He's.
But
is,
that'd be a fun job.
There's history there.
The weather's cold. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that part of it sucks. It's an outdoor stadium and the weather's cold. Terrible. Washington, the weather is cold. It's not as cold because it's not up there as high.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the quarterback situation again?
Well, you get a pick. You probably get the second pick.
Yeah. If we can get Caleb Williams or Drake May or.
Which you probably won't get Caleb Williams.
Probably
maybe.
Not.
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw Jaden Daniels announce he was going. Maybe
yeah.
today.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't. I saw him play good 1 year.
No, I hear you.
He was awesome. I watched him play a bunch of games, but it was 1 year.
And he had two All-American receivers.
So did Burrow.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Same school.
Same school.
Mm-hmm. LSU.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what's up. All right.
I fact-checked it. Is yeah, 14 years.
Read to me what's up.
It said he had 14 years after being convicted of rape and other sexual crimes against five separate women.
Wow.
Dang.
Back in 2021.
God damn.
And this is the tight end's son.
Yeah.
This is the one that we watched play.
Yeah.
Kellen Winslow the second.
Wow. Yeah, Kellen Winslow. Because yeah. His dad, I guess, I never watched. He was too old.
Yeah, he played for the Chargers. And
but
the
you
Dan
didn't watch him either. Dan Fouts, stop bringing up Dan Fouts.
Dan Fouts was a baller.
But you
dude.
Guys didn't watch Dan Fouts.
I know, but I remember watching getting NFL films, the tape.
Oh,
like,
my God.
If you bought something
you guys,
at Dillard's.
You hadn't seen anything until you saw Hunnis Wagner play a little third base. You know what I mean?
If you spent more than $100 at Dillard's, they'd give you an NFL films tape. Dude, and Dan Fouts is all over it. It was awesome.
That's cool.
All right, that's Tittletattle. Get it. The stupidest name ever is the Tittletattle. Okay, NFL fans, it's time to unwrap nonstop football action. This holiday season, throw down on big matchups with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. This week, new customers can bet just $5 on the NFL and score 150 instantly in bonus bets. It is the time. Download DraftKings Sportsbook now with the code BobbySports. Put in the code, please. It helps us a lot. New customers can bet $5 on NFL action to score 150 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code BobbySports. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy,
right? And basically have conversations solutions that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look at my nose.
Is it red?
What's up with your nose? Oh, it's like peeling.
Well, no. So my wife was like, you need to get a facial. I've only had one facial in my life. One time.
Sounds dirty.
To you.
In a facial? Isn't that dirty?
Well, yeah. If you think of porn.
No. Whoa, I'm not thinking of
How would you not think of porn if you think it's dirty?
I just, ever since I was younger, I've always heard facial. I'm like, that's funny.
I've never thought that before.
What's a facial?
What's wrong?
What are you talking about?
The fact
about?
That you said sounds dirty, and you're like, but not porn. No, that's exactly what that sounded like.
Oh, people can do that in a regular room.
But that's, okay. So I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, your face is like dry skin.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. And so I had off. And so we went up this afternoon, and I don't know what they did to me. But they did this thing where they sucked all the blackheads out of my nose.
Oh, crazy.
That part's awesome.
I bet. Did you get to see it?
I don't want to see that stuff.
Oh,
I don't like looking at blackheads or looking in the toilet when I'm done.
Really?
Either one of those.
You should probably start looking in the toilet after you go,
no.
Just in case. You got to see if everything's good.
I don't, unless something's not right.
Okay.
But my nose should be red. They did some scrubby stuff on me.
Yeah.
Don't know what they did. That some stuff on my head to get the dry skin off. And then they, on my nose.
That sounds awesome.
All the blackheads
out. Pretty cool.
I looked at it afterward and I was like, dang, that's awesome.
Because what I normally do is I pinch them out.
Yeah, me too.
And like after that I have like red, just like fingernail marks all over my face.
Yeah. Or half blacked. Like they're not all the way out. You couldn't get it all the way.
Yes.
Was that like a suction hose or what?
Yeah,
was it?
They did that on my nose. They suction hosed it. And they also did like a couple other little spots too.
Oh, dang.
Do you know about this?
No, I mean,
he had some fireball last time before he did it.
It makes it that much better. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. I don't know if my nose looks clean. It looks red.
It looks clean, very shiny. But yeah, it looks like it's definitely been beat up a little bit.
Yeah, it was today. It was beat up pretty good. Okay, so let's get to our promises. We should count the money, whoever wins.
Oh, my goodness.
So here was our promise pick. I'm done the final two. Kevin had the Broncos +4.5 at the Lions. That was not a winner.
Uh-uh.
Kevin had the Bengals -3 versus Vikings.
Push.
That was a push at 3.
Which doesn't count as a win. It's only all win-based.
Man.
Bills -2 versus Cowboys.
That's tax.
Oh, that hit easy.
So that, oh, he took a shot there.
What a jerk.
So Kevin with 1 point. Let's go over to Eddie now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Cowboys +3 versus Bills.
Oh, you're going there first, huh?
They didn't win.
That was a loss.
Ravens -3 versus Jaguars.
Come on!
Yeah. Is Trevor Lawrence in concussion protocol?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
I thought I saw that.
Yeah. I didn't see the hit. I saw a replay of it. But yeah, he got hit by Patrick Queen pretty good.
And then, some weird fumbles, too, where he's just running with the ball and it just slipped out of his hands.
I only watched, like, Buffered 2 and 3 minutes at a time.
It was bad.
I really let everybody
know. They were hard to watch.
And then the Rams.
For you.
The Rams -6.5 versus the Commanders, which was a win.
It got close, though, towards the end. No. I'm like, oh, no, we may not cover here.
Our winner and getting all the money is Eddie.
Let's go! Come on, boys! Come on! Hey, let's be real, though. I thought about it. I'm like, dude, half of that money's mine.
It doesn't matter.
I got a tax refund.
As soon as you lost, it wasn't yours anymore.
I know, dude. It's amazing.
Open it up. That's all one money.
Okay, here's the deal. I have to break this, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
so,
you do?
So what do I do?
Oh, I don't break it in here. Is it glass?
Is it plastic or glass?
Plastic.
Oh, it's plastic. Yeah. Okay, so it won't shatter.
But how are you going to break it?
Get the golf clubs, man.
Yes.
Don't break it with my golf club. You have your mind.
Okay. That's not a bad idea, Reed. Bad idea.
What if you just put your
trophy?
Foot
on it? The mirror ball.
What if you just put your foot on it and pushed and went pop?
Let's go. Can I do it right here?
Yeah.
What about Thomas Jefferson?
There we go. All right, Eddie. I think we can understand what plastic sounds like.
Yeah, here we go.
Don't stomp. Just put pressure on it. Okay. I don't want shards on the floor. There you go. Okay. Go.
Oh, I'm going to fall. What if I break my foot?
That plastic is too hard.
Yeah, I don't know about this. I think I need golf clubbing.
How would? Oh, you're gonna break your foot, dude.
We need a hammer.
Okay, where do we find a hammer?
I don't know how we do. The true joy of Christmas would be if that thing never opens,
no.
Eddie just has to look at a bunch of money.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get a drill. Melt I'll open it.
I've got some tools. Is it too late to say that?
Are you
like with you?
We've been struggling for 5 minutes here.
Where are your tools?
No, I've got some camera stuff that might work.
And here in the room?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get it.
All right, grab it up.
So we can count this money up. Do we don't know exactly how much is in there?
No. We've guessed a couple times. It's somewhere between like $50 and a million.
It's like it's like gumballs in a jar. Just guess.
So let's play the game. Whoever gets the closest gets to
keep
running.
No, shut up. We're not playing that game.
Reed's got
to do it. There we go. It's breaking. It's breaking.
Oh, look at that. You got it.
It's breaking.
Yeah, make sure to pick that up so I don't come in here with no shoes on. And
oh, my gosh. Blood everywhere. Okay, got five.
Well, don't count it yet. Don't look at it.
It's going to be singles at a time. Wait, did you put an IO1, IOU in there, too? There's a piece of paper.
An IO1?
I said that wrong.
You're going to need to do it a little more.
Yeah.
You're going to rip the money.
Do not rip the money.
We'll play our ending music here.
As we count?
And we'll let you count to count us out once Reed gets it all out of there.
I do see a piece of paper in there. That's an IOU. Somebody's paying double.
Wasn't that like a...
What would be funny is if like someone put an IOU in there, but they signed someone else's name.
Dang.
IOU, $100, Kevin.
Oh,
Kevin's
it's a voucher. We're not taking your casino voucher.
That's funny. Reed's still pulling cash out. All right, Kevin, congratulations on your Patriots losing.
Thank you. It was a good game. Gave us a little hope and then shattered it.
Yeah. You know, Kevin might go to the Rose Bowl.
Why?
It's for fun.
Because I'll be home. And
oh, if you're near. Oh, yeah. If you're in proximity, go.
Well,
yeah.
I'm going to be in Dallas, and I thought about going to the Ohio State Missouri game.
But who would you go with?
Well, see, here's the thing. Like, we have all our family there. So I was thinking about taking all the boys, which I think it's like 9 boys.
Are
all,
they playing
all cousins.
Jerry's World?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Then it won't be.
But it's like $100 a ticket. So I don't think I'll be doing
well,
that.
Really? The Rose Bowl's like $500. So.
Well, you won Broken Promises.
This is what I spent my money on?
All right, there's all the money.
Yeah,
let's
go.
All right, count it up, Edward.
Here we go. One. No, just kidding. All right. 20. 40. 60.
Wait, that's right.
80. 100. That's one. 20. 40. Oh, boy. 60. 80. Can I get another 20 in there? There we go. 100. That's 200, boys. 200. And then we got a little bit of change here. 210. 220. And a voucher.
What's the voucher for?
32 cents.
220 and 32 cents.
All right. We'll take it. Let's go. Merry Christmas,
hey!
Everyone.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Wow. That really does make me feel good. Thanks, Kevin. Hey. Thanks for being a terrible gambler.
Me?
Yeah, terrible picks.
That was a tip, man.
I was one
that was
off.
Even part of my $10. That was just for your pleasure.
Oh, see, Reed just gave that for pleasure, not even for the money.
Oh, okay.
That was nice.
Well, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah,
Thank you. What casino is this?
Hard Rock Tulsa, probably.
It's Hard Rock
sure
Tulsa.
Is, man.
Good job. Thank you, Reed.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Nice.
Bye, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.